eternity, or just a week for your 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 eternity, or just a week.
What the fuck is up? I know I haven't made an episode in years, right? Can I even pick up where I left off? I don't know. But I've really just been working. And it's been really hard to record a show. And to be honest, I've actually recorded a lot of shows over the years, but I've never put them out. I've never felt in a space to feel confident to put out episodes. So there are a ton of unedited footage or sound that I've never put out. I've been really trying to like build myself back up to even feel confident enough to record the show by myself. One of the hardest things to me about the show, is that I record it by myself. And it is really, really hard. It's really hard to bounce off of yourself, you know? Some people have like co-hosts and things like that. I don't have that. It's literally just me. So I'm recording things like, okay, that shit's not funny. But that's really because I don't really think I'm that funny. But sometimes y'all think I'm funny. And so at this point, it's more so like, fuck it, you know? Let's just see how this goes. Let's see if y'all think it's funny. Let's see how it goes. And I think before I was just getting so in my head about this, and it's really not that goddamn deep, you know? I would get down because I'm like, people are asking me when I'm going to put out an episode and like 30 people listen to it. So it's like, what the fuck? What the fuck am I doing? You know, like people aren't listening to the shit. So why would I, you know, put time to do this if no one's listening? But it's really not that deep. I don't have, at this point in my life, I have no expectations of this. It's more so like, I just want to have fun and fill my time with something to do. So that's what this is. If it's good, that's great. If it's not, then that's also fine. That's great because I'm doing something. So that's what it's more so about for me at this point. You know, I've had like 3 jobs, I think, since I've been recording this. And I right now am working a job that I absolutely love. Before I wasn't. I was working places where I just was chasing a bag. People always make fun of me because I will get a job. I will literally get a fucking job. I'll turn it over. I'll get a job. I don't care. I'll leave. If you fuck with me and my money and my respect, bitch, bye. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, you need me. You know what I mean? I'm out of here. So I'll take what you've taught me in this time frame, dip, and go somewhere else for more pay. That's just how I've been. But now I'm working for a company that I absolutely love, that I want to be loyal to and give my time and my energy to, because I love our residents. I love our CEO. I love my coworkers. I love our team. I love our company. I want to be loyal. I want to be down for the count. I want to do a good job, you know, for the betterment of our company. And also, again, because I love our fucking CEO. So it's like, I want to do right. I want to make him proud. You know, that sounds so lame, but it's the truth. You know, you work for great people, or you work with great people, and you want that. You want to do a great fucking job. Like these people, this company, like, they took a chance on me, bro. Like, I was in sales. I hate sales. And I always get put in sales because of my personality, I think. And I fucking hate it. I hate it. Because you tell me you don't want something. Oh, okay. All right. Bye. But that's not how you make money in sales. You know what I mean? So long story short, my company, like twice a year, right? They fly us out to 1 hour headquarters, which is in Seattle. And then the second trip of the year will be like a wild card. Like last year we went to Seattle and we went to Vegas. This year they've kind of changed it up where it's like just teams go and meet up with each other versus like going to our headquarters or whatever. But I'm sure we're still going to have our, like our big thing where we just wild card go somewhere. I hope it's Texas. I really want to go to Texas. But anyway, so, and I'm a side note, I'm okay with never going to Vegas again. I am literally fucking okay with never going to Vegas again in my life. Honestly, truly, really. But that's another conversation. Another fucking episode. Also, I'm drinking right now. I'm sure you can tell because I feel like I'm slurring my words. So I apologize. Hold on. Ooh, shit, that's liquor. All right. So, anyway. What is the anyway? Yeah, anyway. We meet up and we see each other. But what I was saying was that I was in sales with my company. And we went to Seattle, our headquarters, right, to meet up. This was the first time I ever met anybody from our company, anything like that. And when we meet up, it's to see each other, of course, because our company is fully remote. And while I was there, we were bouncing ideas off of each other, just coming up with new products, things to offer our residents, things like that. Immediately, I felt listened to. Immediately, I felt respected. It motivated me. It made me feel something. And it was such a great feeling. It was a feeling I've never fucking felt before. I've had a lot of jobs. I've worked with a lot of fucking people. I've put up with a lot of shit. I've put up with racism. I've put up with fucking, oh my God, deplorable shit for a check. Because I got a baby and I got shit to do. You know what I mean? But for the first time in my life, in my career, whatever, I felt empowered. I felt listened to. I felt strong. It was such a great feeling. And in those conversations, in those brainstorming sessions, I felt more connected with our residents. Our residents are typically in not lower income areas, but they're not in luxury apartments. They're really trying. They're working so fucking hard to make ends meet. They have kids. They're trying to put groceries in their house. They're living paycheck to paycheck. And I identified so much. I identify so much with our residents. And I really put myself in a position while being there and speaking with our CEO and some of our VPs to change what I was doing to be promoted and moved to another position. They created a new fucking department, first of all, because they realized that our residents were being neglected from those conversations that I was having with them. They created a new department. We have an amazing department head who oversees myself and my colleague who's in support for our residents. I'm in outreach. So I'm, you know, calling residents, I'm speaking with them, I'm, you know, kissing babies and signing autographs. That's what I do, kind of. So they moved me and promoted me to this position. They gave me a raise. They've given me like 3 or 4 raises while I've worked there. I've only been there for a year, right? I love my company. It isn't easy. The shit ain't no hoe. It is so stressful, okay? But I prayed when Grayson was like 1, you know, after I had him, I prayed to be a busy mom. I prayed to, you know, be going back and forth from fucking, you know, this activity to this activity and being swamped with work and all these things. I prayed for it. And it's happening to me. So while I feel, I don't want to say overwhelmed because I guess like I feel overwhelmed, but I feel overwhelmed in a good way, which I guess is wild to say because who the fuck says that they're overwhelmed in a good way? But I really feel like that. I love that shit. And that's absurd, but I really do. I'm busy. I'm traveling. I'm getting on fucking airplanes to go out of town. I fucking hate flying. I hate that shit. But I do it, you know? It's a great feeling. I'm getting to go places. I don't think if I would have just stayed in my shell, I don't think I ever would have went, you know? It's a beautiful feeling. And it's all happening for me. And I'm so proud, and I'm not trying to like brag, but I'm like proud of myself. You know, I'm proud of the woman I've become. I'm proud of the mom I am. I always said, you know, I wanted my baby to see that he could, one, to see his mother be able to be independent, to be able to see his mom work hard, right? And provide. I always wanted my young Black son to see his Black mother that way, in that light. And I feel like I'm doing that. I really do. He didn't ask to be here, right? So I feel like I owe him so much. I owe him to work as hard as I can times 10. I owe him every fucking thing that I can give him. And that's just how I feel. I know that's not a common feeling in our community, right? But that's how I feel. I feel like I owe him every fucking thing that I could possibly be. And I'm going to give that to him. And I'm so blessed. I say all the time, like, I feel like the luckiest girl in the world. I don't have everything. I don't have all the money in the world. But if you could have seen me before and now, I'm literally only going up. I'm not going down. And I'm proud of that shit. I'm so proud of it. When I was pregnant, people were so fucking mean to me. They were so mean to me. They tried to box me in and tell me that I was never going to leave my mom's house. I was never going to do this. I was never going to do that. And now it's like, fuck you guys. You know, and my mom, she had friends who were single mothers, right? And I would expect, or I expected them to kind of like give me advice and tell me that this worked and this didn't, and they did this with their kid and blah, blah, blah. And they didn't. They kind of gave me their asses to kiss. It was so fucking hurtful. These are people, these are women that watched me grow up. And I felt like they picked on me and were so fucking mean. It was my friend's parents, who are married women, who told me I would be okay, that even put the seed in my head to make me feel like I could do anything, and that, you know, me being pregnant at 19 wasn't the end of the world. It was them. And that shit was shocking to me. Because I don't know, I thought it would be the opposite. But now here I am, and it's like, motherfuckers are like, can you do my resume? No, I can't fucking do your resume. You know how fucking mean to me you were when I was pregnant? Are you nuts? What? Lord. But yeah. So, I say all that to say, I've been missing, right? I just have not been in a headspace at all. I've been working and working and working and working, trying to better myself, trying to make sure that I'm a better mom every fucking day, breaking curses, all of those things. I've been trying. But again, I'm in a headspace where this doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't even have to be great. It doesn't have to be good. I'm just doing it, you know? I don't know how often I'm gonna do it. I would like to say weekly. Maybe weekly on Thursdays. I don't know. I'm not sure, but bear with me, like you guys have been. You know, I appreciate y'all asking when the fuck I'm gonna do this again, and I always say, I don't know, you know, and that's just me being a pussy about it, to be honest. But again, it's just fuck it, we ball. Let's just fucking do it. Let's just see how it goes. And that's where I am. So much has happened in these few years. I have so much to tell y'all. I don't know how I'm gonna organize it. I don't know how these episodes are even gonna be ran, but I'm literally going to tell you guys everything that I have to tell you. And I think also before we get into it, I was scared because I just didn't want to like unearth anything, and I didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And now it's not that I don't give a fuck about people's feelings, but it's also like, I'm grown and I don't have ill intentions, but I will tell the truth. You know what I mean? So that I've had the same fucking group of friends for a long time. And that's for a reason. That is literally for a reason. I've had the same group of friends for a long time. And it's for a reason. I don't do the catty shit. I don't do the back and forth. I just don't. Because what's the point? This shit's weird to me. But yeah, so. All right. Enough about all of that shit. So sorry. That took a turn. The beginning of these episodes will not be like that in the future. So stick around. I'll be back. And we're gonna get into why it is it's becoming really difficult to be a Drake fan as of late. I'll be back. I'm using a microphone that I fucking purchased for this type of vacation. I feel like it kind of fucking sucks and it's pissing me off. But anyway, welcome back. If you're still here, thank you so much. So we're talking about why is it becoming so difficult to be a Drake stan? I'm gonna start this off by saying I was a young girl. Okay. I'll never forget. First of all, let's go all the way back. I was a young girl. I used to watch a show based in Canada. Okay? All right. It was called Degrassi. I'm telling you. I used to watch this motherfucking show like my little American heart depended on it. Okay? There was a fucking boy on this show. Cause there were only like two fucking black people, and both of them was mixed. Okay? So, niggas, but man, like not niggas, you feel what I'm saying? Like Bridgerton niggas. So it was these two black people on the show. That so, of course, I remember them. I'm keeping track. One of them was named Liberty. Okay, she was a nerdy bitch. Then you have Jimmy Brooks. He was sort of cool. You feel what I'm saying? He played b-ball, shooting hoops. He had fucking Spinner Mason. Oh my God. What's that boy name? God, I can't even fuck him. But yeah, the other one, like it was a little posse. They was cool people, right? On the show, he ends up getting shot in a school shooting by this fuck nigga named Rick. And it was because of Spinner. It's a whole thing, okay? I remember. And I remember watching him early on and being like, this nigga is not fucking cute, okay? This nigga is not cute. Nobody really was, if I'm gonna keep it a buck. What was his name? There was really like three people who was kind of cute. And I can't remember. Sean. It was Sean, JT and Craig, those were the cuties, right? Jimmy Brooks was not one of them. He really wasn't. He really fucking wasn't. But when he got shot, it was like the school, because it was a fake school, they went on a summer break and he came back and this nigga was kind of fucking fine. Somebody had talked him into getting a fucking fade. Because before he had this like, I don't even know how to explain it. You remember those little things that have the magnetized little shreds inside, and you can move them and make hair on like the person inside of it? That's how his hair looked. I don't know if you get that, but that's how his hair looked. He looked a mess. And then they came back from summer and he kind of was fine. But when he got fine, he was like in a fucking wheelchair. And that's no shade. That's no shade to wheelchair people. That's no shade. But it was like, damn, y'all gonna wait to make this nigga fine when he's gotta go up a ramp? Come on, that's fucked up.
Anyway, so that's what I remember. And I also remember on the channel that Degrassi came on, right? It was called The N. And The N had a version of Cribs. On this episode of Cribs, it was Aubrey Graham, because that's what he goes by when he's an actor, I guess. And it was his fucking meemaw. That's not what he calls her, but, you know, whatever. Fucking meemaw and him. She was so sweet. And she's like, oh, yeah, I love ya. And he rapped from, like, one of his little notebooks. I'm like, ugh, okay, cool, whatever, motherfucker. So fast forward, okay? I am spending the night at one of my best friend's houses. Either she spent the night at mine or I spent the night at hers, whatever. But we were on the bus. She lets me listen to a Trey Songz, and now he goes by Drake. Okay, it's a song. It's like, I think it was a Replacement Girl, and I'm like, this Jimmy. And I was in love. I was smitten. Okay? So from then on, that was what? 2009, 2010? In love. In love. One of my favorite songs of all time by Drake is called Sooner Than Later. I love that song. It is an old fucking song. I love it. Okay? I've been down. I've been here. Whomever this motherfucker is right now, I just don't know. I'm unclear. I don't understand what's going on. He's so corny. He's so corny. My man. You know what I mean? He's corny. He's so, I don't get it. He does weird shit now. And why? I mean, like, he's Drake. It's over. He really doesn't have to do much else. I really hope. Am I drunk? Anyway, I just hope that he gets into his, like, Ice Cube LL Cool J bag and just starts acting. That's what I want for him. Because although I'd still fuck him, okay? I would still fuck him. I'd still slurp him down, okay? If he fucking popped up right now, come on. Like, be fucking for real. But he's corny now. My goodness. Why? Oh, my God. And I also think he killed Extension Cord, too. I think he ordered that hit. I really do. I believe it. I've seen some evidence on the TikTok from the kids. I think he did it. I think he ordered it. And that's why in that trial, the men folk that did it, that, you know, carried it out, were like trying to subpoena him to get him to testify. Him and that nigga Jay Prince, who also, by the way, bitch, we all should have went the rest of our lives without ever seeing that man. Because, bitch, what is that? What is that? He should have never showed his face. My goodness. Those fucking starched jeans. Those big bulky fucking jeans. What the fuck is this? If he would have ever walked up on me at a fucking Crown Sports Bar and Grill, I would have told him, get the fuck away from me. What the fuck is this? This is Jay Prince? Y'all niggas made him sound like the fucking oddball looking nigga from the Goonies. You guys made this nigga sound fucking scary and ruthless and nuts. Bitch. Are you kidding me? I'd rather run from the fucking skeleton taxi man from fucking Halloween Town. Are you kidding me? Ew. But yes. Back to Drizzy Drake. I can't. It's so bad. It's becoming so hard. And I love him. I really do. I love him with all my heart. My man, my man, my man. I'm going to stick beside my man. But I can't take the shit anymore. I can't take it. You know? I really can't. I'm going to put him on the sick and shut in list. I don't know if you guys have been noticing, but a lot of like, and I don't know how to say this correctly, right? But a lot of pussy popping influencers are moving towards Christ, and there's nothing wrong with that, but it's something's not right about how they're doing it. God, it's so sticky to talk about because I don't want to sound like I'm saying like whores can't find Christ. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. But something, it's like, okay, if me popping this puss ain't gonna work out here in these streets for this bag, if me flying out to Dubai to get, you know, shitted on is not going to get me this bag, then I'm going to move to the next best thing. And that's mega church pastors. Single mega church pastors. I mean, it's kind of smart when you fucking think about it. You know what I'm saying? Because if I know anything about freako men, they're always very religious. I don't know what that is. I don't know why that is. But every time I have, you know, interacted with a man of the cloth, someone who just, you know, has an embroidered Bible on them all the time, they have been freaky sluts. Okay? And not only that, but them, if a dollar make you holler, you know what I'm saying? Like they'll give you some money. Like they really will. It's really weird, but yeah, you know, I've just been noticing, like Black China, right? Girl, bitch. Sorry. Let me say this. I love the transformation. I think it's really beautiful to witness. I really do. I love that. But there's a part of me that's like, is this for real? You know? And then you have her mother online and her mom, if you never understood why Black China was the way she was, her mother, bro, if you just watch the videos of her mom, especially the videos of her mom dogging the fuck out of her daughter, like it is wild to see. It's sad, honestly. Her mother is a menace. She's a horrible fucking person. Like, it's really bad. And it's very, very sad. I feel absolutely horrible for her. God, I wish I could find a video. I don't even want to play it right now because it's like, it's not funny. You know, like, I know that she like puts these things out and she tries to be funny, but it's like, bitch, you're not funny. You're a horrible parent. You're talking about your daughter, but who raised her? You did, bitch. You laid the groundwork for the fundamentals. So what are we talking about? Like, shut the fuck up. It's very sad. It's very, very sad. you guys. I'm gonna say one more thing. This actually wasn't even something I wanted to talk about, but I just seen it. Does anybody else? I need somebody to back me up, because I'll die on this motherfucking hill. I really believe that Jordan and Kylie were lovers. I really believe that. I really do. They got fake married to each other. It was like this one episode of the show where I think Jordan wanted to get ready in Kylie's room and she couldn't, and it like hurt her feelings. And then they're like both in the back of like an Escalade going somewhere, and Kylie's like rubbing her face. She's like, baby, I'm sorry. I'm like, bitch, this is gay. But like, I know how it feels to be like really close to your girlfriends and people be like, no, bitch is bumping cooch. I get it. But that shit's different. I would never, ever have like a fake ceremony with any of my girlfriends. And be like, I love you so much. I just want to fucking marry you. I love y'all. I really do. I love you guys. But come on. Sorry. Come on. Be fucking for real. And I feel like the feeling's mute. Okay. We're not. That shit was a little bit much. It's a bit much. I really think they were lovers. And then I think she got the baby's name tattooed on her body. Like my one of my best friends is my son's godmom. I don't think she ever would. I don't think she'd ever get my baby's name tattooed on her body. You know what you see where I'm going with this shit? Lovers. 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 Kissing in the mouth. Hard. With tongue. Mm-hmm. Sober. Because they're lovers. And that's what I'm gonna say about that. But I just need to know who else thinks that. Because it can't just be me. I wasn't even gonna talk about that shit. But the liquor's getting to me. But I just need to know. But that's it for the fucking hot topics. We'll be right back. I deadass just recorded. I just told y'all so much of my goddamn business. But I'm not. It'll never see the light of day. But that's it for this episode. The other episodes, of course, will be different. But I just wanted to say that I definitely appreciate you giving this a listen all the way to the end. If you've been here from the beginning, look out for these. I don't know how often. I don't want to hold myself to anything because I really don't know. My intention would be for like Thursdays weekly, but I don't know. So thanks again for listening. I think that's it. Till next time, I'll talk to you later.